25th year.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long.
All right, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. You notice how my voice lightens up when the young and beautiful Jennifer Horn is with me on the program. We're going to go through, as usual, the most important stories of the day today. And this is the 10th anniversary, Jennifer, of our going into the war in Iraq. 4,482 lives later. And those are the ones who were killed directly in battle. Doesn't speak to the thousands of other men and women who have died as a result of their injuries there. We spent over $1 trillion, and one wonders whether it was a mistake. That's the conversation today. Which side of the issue would you be down on? Are you one who thinks we did the right thing or the wrong thing, or do you not know?
I think we did the right thing with an asterisk.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the asterisk?
Well, I think we did the right thing. I think we thought we did the right thing at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think we, who's we?
Well, all of us, our country.
I didn't think we did the right thing. I only supported the war after I went over there and saw what we had done in terms of making a mess and what we had to do to try to fix it. I never thought we... there's something about body language. Maybe doing this for as long as I have, there's a certain cynicism that comes with watching politicians and their body language and watching facial expressions and understanding what people say. Those of you who like George Bush and Jennifer is one of them. This is a way for you to look at his legacy and see that there's zero there, because there isn't anyone, regardless of where you felt we needed to go at the time based on what he told us and what wasn't true. But then, I mean, there have been countless
stories.
Saddam
Hussein could have said, hey, dude, I don't have any weapons of mass destruction. But he let us believe he did.
That's not even the point. There's a look up, do a Google search on this former CIA local, the director of the Middle East for the CIA. Apparently, they had 4 Air Force jets that were on their way. There they are now, as a matter of fact, that were on their way to a location where CIA intelligence had found that Saddam Hussein's family was in this one house, and they were waiting the approval from the president to blow up this house, and they didn't get it. This could have gotten rid of Saddam and his family in one blow. It seemed to me there were other attempts later on to blow him up. But you've heard me tell the story about a friend of mine who the first woman in the Air Force to fly a U-2. A U-2? Yeah, they were U-2s. 100,000 feet over the deserts of the Middle East. Her job was to follow Saddam Hussein every day during the daylight. She was up in a plane 10 to 12 hours a day, and they had such great intelligence based on what the U-2, this is amazing. The other side of all of the stuff, whether you like or didn't like the Iraq War, and whether you like or don't like the military, in essence, what really is testimony to what we can do if we want to is the technology that allowed us to see Saddam Hussein's car and his license plate from 100,000 feet in the air, which is over twice as high as most airplanes fly. And that's what these U-2s did. This woman watched Saddam Hussein, any movement, every movement, she knew and reported back where he was. Whenever he was outside of whatever building he'd been in, they were able to track him. So they could have knocked him out at any time. And that's the thing, when you get down to the cynicism, to the brass tacks of all of this, and you see that we spent $1 trillion, wasted thousands of lives for nothing, when you could have taken out just, I guess I'd rather they be honest and tell us that it has nothing to do with anything except paying off their political supporters, because that's all this was. George Bush getting paid or paying back the people that helped get him elected. And I think that's really kind of what the bottom line is here. You may or may not agree. Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, and we will certainly repeat as much as we can of what it is that you send our way. We certainly have lots to talk about today, the Bloomberg tobacco thing, and the beginning of spring is upon us, which is something really to celebrate.
And now it's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, as spring starts this afternoon, tomorrow's the first full day of spring, what is your favorite thing about spring? I came back to the East Coast yesterday to another snowstorm, but it'll go away. The good thing about springtime is it'll go away fast. So what's your favorite thing about spring? Weigh in at DougStephan.com, our poll. A, it starts staying light later. B, the weather is getting warmer. C, flowers are blooming and the birds are singing. D, the baseball season is about to start. First game, I think, is the first Tuesday in April, which will be the second. The last piece of our springtime connection, Jennifer, is I don't like spring.
What?
I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's one of the poll. The poll offerings are: it starts staying light later. The weather's getting warmer. Flowers are blooming. Baseball season's starting.
Bring on the winter.
I don't like spring. Right? Exactly. Help yourself to.
My allergies don't like spring, but I do. Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
I know, and the allergies are starting with me. Well, I actually start with that fuchsia, which seems to be all over L.A. This comes out in February, and the smells are so wonderful. I go out with Charlotte to take a walk with her in the morning, and it's dark still, and just walking out and getting that stuff in your face is a wonderful way to start a springtime. We're in February. It's still winter in Los Angeles, but I already miss it. I got to go back for a couple of days next week, but I'm, for the most part, now back on the farm, and when I think about how pleasant and wonderful it is out there, and my children keep saying to me, Dad, why don't you move to California?
I looked at the 10-day forecast, 73 for the next 10 days.
The weather wasn't great the last 4 or 5 days down at the beach.
It was
anyway,
for me. But
out where you are, it was great. Yep. Speaking of things that are great, take a look. Go to DougStephan.com. Look at the pictures of the people that are on this program. Jennifer, for example, when she smiles, you see those beautiful, brilliant teeth of hers.
I was just smiling to show you.
Oh, thank you. There it is. Mine are much better. They weren't bad before because I don't smoke and I don't drink and there's no coffee in my life. So my teeth through the years have been pretty good. But Meredith said, you know what? You get a little yellow here and you ought to work on that. So I did. I've tried, and I actually admit to using other toothpaste from time to time, and the whitening strips, that sort of thing. I never stuck one of those trays in my mouth, though, to try to whiten my teeth that way. Oof, bad stuff. But I know that thousands of you, maybe more than thousands, tens of thousands of you, would like to have a nice white set of teeth, a nice smile, an engaging smile, as you go into business interviews or you meet with friends or whatever. So here's the way to do it. People will be asking, what'd you do to your teeth? Or they'll say, something's different about your mouth. What's the story? And you can tell them about Power Swabs, the first tooth whitening system that lifts the stains, literally lifts the stains right off your teeth. 5 minutes. Give it 5 minutes. And you'll see the difference. If you do it every day for a week, your teeth will be 6 shades whiter than they are right now. So do something about it right now. Call this number right now. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. And mention Doug Stephan, you'll get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Clean up your teeth, show off your teeth, smile more, try Power Swabs risk-free. Use it for 90 days. If it hasn't done what they promise, you get your money back, and you're buying it at half price, too. Mention Doug at 800-865-7602.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Just a tea. Realize tea taste with a cake.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to. You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Okay, 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, but I can do this fast, too. Like this, huh? Ken Kessler's here. So, Kenny, who's following our Facebook and Twitter social media stuff, Iraq and whether or not we did the right thing, what sort of trending conversation do you have there?
Let's see. Troy says he supports all the soldiers.
What does that got to do with the war? People say that all the time. I get it. I support the soldiers, too. But does that say you blindly say, yeah, that's good. Send them here. Send them there. What does that mean?
Well, he says he supports the soldiers, but will never support the government for why we are there.
Okay, good.
Send them all home now.
Right. That's a comment about Afghanistan, right? Or anything else. Which, again, brings us around to, we went to Afghanistan first because that's where Bin Laden was. Saddam Hussein never had any terrorists in Iraq. There was no al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Well, there was.
No, there wasn't.
Here's the thing. We were trying to figure out where these people were. We were trying to draw them out. This was more of a gang war than a typical war with another country or regime that was in another country.
We went into Iraq for one reason and one reason only. Well, actually two reasons. Because Daddy Bush didn't get Saddam and Boy Bush wanted to. And because there was a lot of oil and there still is. That was the real...
I believe the oil. I really don't believe the Daddy Bush thing.
Really?
I really don't. I think that, I don't know. I think that's somebody that doesn't like George W. says a lot.
Well, okay, that would be me.
I know. So, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Thank you for being so observant, Jennifer. It's always appreciated. Jennifer and Ken and Doug at 20 after the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you. From school supplies to continuing education credits. So you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Gordon. partners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Spring can really hang you up the most. Mornings give way to trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to bring the dawn.
Go hand in hand strolling through the park with me, Jennifer.
You poor thing, I'd be sneezing the whole way through.
All afternoon, the birds Twitter tweet.
The birds
are on Twitter.
Yeah. Spring starts at 4:31 or 3:41 or something this afternoon, at least on the East Coast, and spreads around. And so we're asking you to tell us about your favorite thing with regard to spring in our poll. And I'm sure it will be reflected at things that you may want to send our way on Facebook and Twitter. Also, during the Wednesday program, actually Monday through Friday here at this time, there are always a few smiles courtesy of the late night jokesters on television, starting with Jay Leno.
Well, the United States Senate is now fighting to keep open the Senate barbershop. They're fighting to keep it open. It loses $350,000 a year. It's losing $350,000 a year. You know what that makes it? The most successful government program ever. It's only losing $350,000 a year. The senators are fighting for it. They say they need their own barbershop because of the unusual hours they work. And believe me, any hours they work, that's unusual. Yeah? Yeah. Well, listen to this. The island nation of Cyprus is now considering a 10% tax on every individual savings account in that country. They will take 10% of your money right out of the bank. Yeah. To which President Obama said, "You can do that?" I saw this in the paper today. The Department of Agriculture wants to use our tax money to buy 400,000 tons of sugar to limit supply and boost prices so sugar producers can pay back government loans that they could default on. You follow me here on this? Okay. We loaned them money, and now we're giving them more money so they can pay back our loan. You still wonder why we're $16 trillion in debt? Anybody? Any questions?
Yeah, it happened again. Lindsay Lohan had to go back to court a couple of days ago. And so they said, okay, this time, we're not kidding around, you're going to rehab for 90 days. Rehab for 90 days. Locked down, you're not getting out 90 days. Lindsay said, okay, great. That night she went out and got drunk. I'm telling you, that's not the Lindsay I know.
Here's some celebrity news. Tiger Woods and professional skier Lindsay Vonn confirmed on Facebook that they are dating. Things are moving pretty quickly. Just today, he took her home to meet his other girlfriends.
Isn't that sweet? That's sweet.
Hey, actually, he took her to a kid's baseball game at school, and she stayed in the car because the mother, what's her name? What was the first wife's name?
Elin,
yeah. She was at the game, so the new girlfriend.
With the golf club? Hey, does anybody else think that this could be like repairing Tiger's image? You know, he was golfing with President Obama. Now he's got this respectable girlfriend. Do you think this is all part of his PR plan?
Guy's a cozy kind of a guy. He's a very coy guy. He is no dummy. No dummy at all. All right, so today, and I'm not sure we have time for this right now, but I'm going to send you to the video of the day at DougStephan.com. I'm going to actually play the audio here, but we don't have time. We'll do it later on, maybe in the next half hour. You remember Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer? We actually had some, that got a lot of attention, I think, with the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, in memory. And now, there's a new video called God Made a Dog. And it is the most wonderful, maybe heartwarming, it's maybe there's a tear or two in it, but you ought to watch it and listen to it. The video of the day at DougStephan.com, and God Made a Dog. I'm betting we'll have a lot of comments on that, Jennifer. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Doug Steffens Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Good day. It's 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lots of surprises, things that are going on in the world that have people saying, huh? Uri Geller here in just a matter of moments to talk about some of those things that get you to go, huh? Meanwhile, the civil rights group Color of Change would like to see Cops, the show on Fox, put behind bars, so to speak. Color of Change has asked Fox, the network, not to renew its unscripted law enforcement show. It's calling upon advertisers to withdraw support, according to today's Hollywood Reporter. The group is sending supporters an email in which it asks them to sign a petition, basically to that effect. I don't know how many of you have seen this show. It's pretty raw, and it doesn't paint. There's a lot of negative focus on people of color, minorities, etc. And so in this circumstance, all right, so you don't like it, we're going to protest. That's the new American way. We don't like something, so let's protest it. Let's go to the streets. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice, freedom of whatever, except we don't have many freedoms anymore, and maybe this is one of those that we need to cherish. I think people, if they don't like what's going on, ought to speak up. And I think they ought to go to whatever you want to do. I've had people protest my program. If you imagine a program that is as sweet and sensitive, if I do say so myself, most of the time, not always. I got off on a toot here and there in my history and still do after having done this program for 25 years and spent 25 years before that doing other kinds of radio programs. I guess there's going to be a moment or two in time when I'm going to say something and then someone has to extricate my foot from my mouth. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. So nobody's ever gone after me because I don't make those mistakes continuously. Once in a while, they say something wrong, bad, embarrassing, whatever. But I say it every day, and so that's why people give me a pass. But some of the radio shows and some of the TV shows that are really raw get the ire of some people for various reasons, some groups. And so whether this is legitimate or not, I think anybody who's got a thought that wants to share it and exchange ideas, maybe something good comes of having a dialogue or a discussion about why it is the Color of Change doesn't like this show. Why don't you, you know, this would be a perfect time. I'd love to be on the road as a motivational speaker. I'd get people like this, get somebody from Fox on one side, get somebody from the show, I'm sorry, from this group, Color of Change on the other side, and let them have a discussion. I'd be the moderator. What's good? What's bad? Why don't you like it? What can we do to fix it? You know, instead of all of this stuff back and forth, which amounts to nothing. Let's fix some problems. And that'll be one of the things we talk to Uri about in just a minute. Uri Geller joins me here on Good Day right after this.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-Packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $323.13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you. From school supplies to continuing education credits. So you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. On your mark, get set, go. Now, the minute I said that, what were you thinking of? You were thinking of a lineup, and I said go. Here's my question. When we started running in our minds, did we set the pace, or did we instantaneously look around at what the other people on that line were doing? And the way we answer that, once again, defines our outlook on life. So, for example, when you heard the word go, if you looked around at everyone else, you know, that basically means you're a follower. However, if you said go, and you knew it was coming, because we're all familiar with on your mark, and you said when that person says go, I'm going to set the pace, I'm going to lead the way, then in fact you are a leader. You know what? When someone says go in life, don't look at what other people are doing. Get yourself internalized. Get yourself charged. Get yourself energized and go. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, now the 20 and a half for the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program. Uri Geller, who is one of the most visible motivators in the world, is with me. We visit frequently because we are great friends, and most of you know who listen to my program. I love to have my friends on the program, people that are on the show. Either they are here because they were friends, or they're here because we've become friends, such as the case with Uri, who goes back with me to
almost, what, 18 years, I think. Good Lord, if you think about it.
Yeah, 18 years. Isn't that amazing, Doug?
It really
well,
is.
Well, listen, it does the news about Obama visiting Israel, is that headline news today?
No, you know what
all
it is?
Over
here's what I want. Let's talk about motivation. Hurry is one of the foremost people in the world as far as motivation is concerned. So here's what the Israel Obama thing, yeah, people are talking about it. But you know what they're talking about more than that? They're talking about a television series that has been airing here on the History Channel in America called The Bible. And one of the characters in The Bible is played by a Muslim whose name I can't pronounce. But when you look at him and you put him next to a picture of Barack Obama, you think you're looking at the same person. So the controversy here has been Mark Burnett, who's an Englishman, is producing this show, and those who are detractors of Obama will say, yeah, look at him, he's just like Satan, I told you. And so it's a wonderful or sort of an amazing thing, Uri, when you look at something like this. First, you can easily Google. Just put, if you Google Obama/Satan, the stuff will come up. Because it's everywhere.
I've seen the picture yesterday, I think, either on CNN or Fox, where he wears a kind of a cap over his head, right?
Well, that's the guy, that's the fellow playing Satan. He's got sort of an Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of those, that's the bad guy on Star Wars. So, but the thing that really is intriguing for a lot of people is to understand whether or not somebody like Burnett would be motivated, because he so dislikes Barack Obama, to have a character, we all know how Satan played into biblical stories, and still does today. So, to make Obama look like, I mean, there are some people that think that Obama, they're trying to find some DNA connection between Obama and Hitler. Kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not no great fan of Obama's, but I wonder at why people get so motivated, why they get so wrinkled up, why they are so apt to try to spend time discrediting somebody in this way.
Well, don't you remember the famous clip that we all watched when Chavez, and he was already very sick with cancer, was lecturing in the United Nations, and he said the devil himself was here yesterday. And obviously he was referring to President Bush.
Right.
Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah, he was saying, can you believe it? I'm standing in the same place where the devil himself stood. And, of course, he was talking about President Bush and so on. But I think that in this case, this biblical figure, the actor, I think it's a sheer coincidence that they kind of look alike. And,
But what about people being, they're so eager to tear Obama apart? Maybe it just happens when you're visible. People like to knock you down, no matter what, whether it's music or movies or politics or.
I see this all the time on American television, especially on one major network or cable channel, that it's kind of nonstop anti-Obama. And, you know, I just don't understand why people waste energy on negative emotions and negative thinking instead of just being positive and getting on with their lives. Because, you know, he's been, elected again. Yeah. He's the president. And, he'll stay there for another 4 years. But they're kind of getting at him constantly. Now, I'm not a great Obama fan either, simply because I do not believe that President Obama has done enough, although he's in my homeland right now, as we speak, and he's probably going to meet Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who is my friend. I've been Benjamin's friend for 40 years.
Yeah.
I spent many hours with him the last time Benjamin visited London. I just don't understand why Obama is creating obstacles for Israel, because we are so very deeply concerned about the Iranian nuclear program. And everyone is saying that it's around the corner. A year from now, they will have nuclear weapons, which will be very easy to attach on nuclear missiles and send them off. So I don't think that this current administration is doing enough But
the motivation here, let me tell you about the American media, how they've turned on Israel in a manner of speaking, with the exception of probably Fox News and others who are of that ilk. There is not a lot of support, maybe because it's Obama's turn at the wheel. Who knows why? What the influence is. But there has been a lot of negative press here that goes to Netanyahu, that goes to Israel, the state of Israel itself, and why it can't get along, why it always has to be lobbing bombs. It kind of is the same thing. There's a story here. It's the same mentality as what happened in Ohio. A young woman was raped, and the boys that raped her were found guilty this past weekend. And it's been, I don't know whether the news has gotten over there or not.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, the news media here, way too many news media types, have said, oh, isn't it too bad? Those poor boys, their lives would be ruined. And they didn't say anything about the girl that was raped. And that sort of is what I think about Israel. The people who are thinking that the Palestinians are the victims here, I mean, both sides are victims, I guess, in a manner of speaking, but to have it all seem that Palestine is just a victim of Israel's aggression is just pure hocus-pocus BS.
Yeah, I absolutely 100% agree with you, Doug. And it's really to do with a massive PR move from all the, from most of the Arab nations to inject this and instill this notion that we are the enemy, that the Jews are the enemy, that Israel wants to
The Jews are the enemy because the Palestinians made them the enemy when the Israel state in 1948 was declared. Other than that, there would never be any of this.
That is correct. And if you really want to know the biblical, journeys of the Jews, and we go back thousands and thousands of years, but there will always be this the war. It's so hard
What it is, Uri, is this lack of understanding, lack of knowledge, lack of teaching, that all of the major religions in the world were founded in a four square mile area of each other in Jerusalem. They're all brothers. They've been fighting like brothers and like family down the line. You're Semitic, they're Semitic. And, so under the circumstances, how do you make this all work? That's a question we can't resolve, but I want to leave it as we leave you for this moment in time. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Discover Card Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is a cashback concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.E. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's
kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get automatic help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost and no obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The American invasion of Iraq, 10 years later. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. President Obama is in Israel, his first trip there as president. It's a four-day trip in which the White House says the president will affirm America's full support for Israel's security and a two-state solution. Before leaving for this trip, the president yesterday marked the 10th anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq as he paid tribute to all who have fought and sacrificed. President Obama honoring the memory of the nearly 4,500 Americans who made the ultimate sacrifice to give the Iraqi people an opportunity to forge their own future. Paul Bremer is the former head of the Coalition Provisional Authority. He believes Iraq will ultimately turn out all right despite the current problems there. He also says the world needs to remember what Iraq was like before the invasion under Saddam Hussein.
The thing that people really forget when they think about Iraq is how brutal Saddam's dictatorship was. This was probably the most brutal dictatorship anywhere on the face of the earth in 2003. He was an absolute tyrant. veteran. No other word for it.
Iraq War veteran Mark Neary of New Jersey thinks he and his fellow troops made an impact in the city of Fallujah.
I definitely saw a change in the city we were in, and, you know, you have people that didn't like us and the people that did, but the city as a whole, I know, was there was a big transformation from where it was initially to a lot safer for everyone that lived there.
U.S. troops left Iraq over a year ago in late 2011. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer at 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 4 points, closing at 14,456. S&P dipped 4, NASDAQ down by 8. Oil prices dropped $1.58 a barrel, settling at $92.16. Break out the toolbox. New housing starts are on the rise. The latest Commerce Department numbers show housing starts up in February by 0.8% from January. In another sign of increasing demand, building permits were up 4.6%, the highest rate since June of 2008. A special election was held in South Carolina yesterday, a Democratic congressional primary in which Elizabeth Colbert Bush beat Ben Frazier. You may not recognize the name Elizabeth Colbert Bush unless we pronounce her maiden name the way her brother does, Colbert. She is the sister of comedian Stephen Colbert. Elizabeth Colbert Bush will compete against the Republican nominee in the general election in May. Closing notes. First, a monetary figure that certainly sounds good. $260 million. That's the jackpot for tonight's Powerball drawing, played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And of all those places, which one has the most Powerball jackpot wins? Answer, Indiana, with 38. Those Hoosiers are a lucky bunch. And finally, spring is officially here. Despite the prognostication back on February 2nd from Punxsutawney Phil that spring would arrive early, it did not. But today is the vernal equinox, and that means we should be able to open the door and hear this. Ah, that's beautiful. Only one problem. In several parts of the country, the birds are hovering above snowblowers. Winter weather is still with us, with many regions digging out from recent snowfall. One state in particular that has really had more than its share of winter is Massachusetts. Let's hear from residents there, reacting to their latest storm that hit yesterday.
I love the snow, but I'm a little done with it. It is a little fatiguing.
We hear you. How about you?
It is not good. It's spring. It should be spring already.
You could hear the ice pellets falling as she talked about spring. One more Massachusetts homeowner to hear from.
Our house is going on the market at the beginning of April, and we're getting out of here. Hopefully someplace warm.
That's the spirit. If you can't beat him, put the house on the market and move. And move south. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog corn ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
While supplies last.